and welcome back to Feathercast. I'm happy to be joined by Rich Bowen. Rich, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks so much for doing these interviews.
Rich, today you're sitting on the other side of the microphone. You know, we talked, and this is kind of your baby, you could say. You started Feathercast back in 02 or 03, but we get the chance for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your role within the foundation and for the ApacheCon conference.
So I've been around Apache for a long time. I started working on the Apache web server back in the late 90s. When it was new and exciting technology. And what's been exciting about that project is that it's continued to innovate all these years. And I was the lead of the documentation project for that. So if you've used the Apache web server, if you've used the documentation, a lot of that was done by a group of about 15 of us. And I had the honor of kind of being the lead of that group for several years. Back in 1998, we ran the first ApacheCon, and I was not able to go to that. That was before the foundation was actually created, and that happened in the Bay Area, and I missed that one. But when we started ApacheCon back up in 2000, I was able to go speak at that first one, and I was just absolutely hooked by the community. And got involved in producing ApacheCon right there back at the beginning. So the second ApacheCon was later that year in London, and I was on the planning committee, and I have been ever since. My current role is VP Conferences, and that just means that the board has delegated to me the creation of Apache Conferences, both our flagship events, ApacheCon, and also other events like road shows and local meetups and all this kind of thing. I also serve as a director on the board of directors, and I am a member of the foundation, which kind of means I'm a shareholder in the corporation, legally speaking. So those are all the various hats that I wear, and I am the chair of ApacheCon North America 2019, which will be held in Las Vegas.
So obviously a large role in the conference world since the beginning. If you want to talk about, you know, a little bit how the conference has changed since you've been within the organization, that would be great to hear, and the audience would for sure appreciate that.
Well, the story of how ApacheCon has changed is the story of how the Apache Software Foundation has changed. When we started ApacheCon, it was a conference about our project, our one project, the Apache web server. And so we had content about working on the source code, about running websites, about building applications on top of the Apache web server. And that was all the way back at the beginning. And even then, when we had just started the foundation, we could see that it was going to grow because we had a couple other projects that were coming on board. And but at that point, it was clear what ApacheCon was about. It was about this one product. Fast forward to 2019, we just welcomed our 200th project into the foundation. And our projects, in addition to stuff like the Apache web server and Apache Tomcat and Apache Traffic Server, which are kind of all on the web services lineup. We also have projects like Cordova, which is a mobile phone application development toolkit, and Apache OpenOffice, which is a desktop document editing project. And, you know, we have machine learning and artificial intelligence and Internet of Things. So over the years, it became a little bit harder to say what ApacheCon was about from a content perspective. And, you know, it's been less and less over the years about me putting together a conference to send a particular message. And it's become, as you'll see in this year's schedule, a convention of project summits. And what we do is we ask our projects, do you want to put on your own conference? We'll handle the logistics. You bring the content. And we had 17 projects this year say, yeah, we want to do that. We have CloudStack and Cordova and Cassandra and Open for Business and a bunch of other projects that put together their own track of content and curated that content for their users and developers. In addition to that, we have the community track, which you'll be hearing about in a later interview with Sharon. And the community track is more about what is this Apache thing? How and why does it work? And how can you build communities inside of Apache or your own community using the same sort of philosophy? So I'm really excited about this year's event because we've been working towards this completely project-led schedule for the last 5 or 6 years. And this is the year that it's really come to fruition and our projects are really running their own content by themselves. And I get to just kind of sit back and enjoy the show a little bit.
That is great. So, you know, you talked about all the different projects and what's going to be going on and the idea of the Convention of Project Summits. You know, if you're an individual within the industry of some sorts, why is this event a must attend in the Apache world?
So we have this unofficial tagline within Apache, which is tomorrow's software today. And it's a little bit of a cliche, but it's also the truth. We were very instrumental in making successful the World Wide Web. That was a world-changing technology. We were also very instrumental in the entire machine learning, artificial intelligence software ecosystem with Hadoop and Spark and other related projects. And when I say we, I don't mean me, I mean the developers and communities within these projects that live at the Apache Software Foundation. And over the years, we've seen a number of inflection points in technology as a whole that have been driven by the Apache Software Foundation. So what I would say to you as a potential attendee is, this is the place to come to find out what you're going to be working on 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Because not just interesting technology happens at Apache, but the future gets invented here in our projects. And, you know, we can point to the projects that I've already mentioned as an example of that. But we can also look at to projects like Beam that are just kind of in their nascent form right now, and we anticipate will have a major impact on the technology world. Also, most of you folks that are working in technology are working with one or more of our technologies already. And this is the place to come to talk with the people that make that happen, and both to influence the path that those projects take and to learn from the deep experts how to do your job better.
Rich, so ApacheCon is going to feature a lot of great, notable speakers. Do you want to talk about a few of the keynotes that are going to be happening while in Las Vegas?
I do. I'm really excited about some of our keynotes. It's kind of a long-running joke around ApacheCon that I use ApacheCon as a way to gather my heroes on stage so I can meet them. This year's no exception. We've got four really cool keynotes that I want to mention. One is the founders panel. So this is our 20th anniversary. 20 years ago, a bunch of people started this, and we're gathering as many of them back together as we possibly can for the founders panel to talk about, you know, not just gazing into the past and stroking our beards, but talking about how what we did at the beginning has shaped the world and where we see this going in the future. The next keynote is going to be David Brin. And for those of you that are sci-fi authors, I'm sorry, for those of you that are sci-fi readers, you've heard this name before. David Brin is a really well-known astrophysicist who's also an author. He wrote the novels The Postman and Earth. and the Uplift series, and he's going to talk about how he sees us shaping the future, and whether the future is going to be more what he talked about in The Postman, or whether we end up more like Star Trek. Our next keynote is going to be Samira Mehta, and she is particularly exciting because she founded an organization dedicated to helping kids learn how to program when she was just 9. And she's going to be talking about her organization, A Billion Kids Can Code. And she's also, after her keynote, going to be doing a demonstration of her workshops. And then, last but not least, early in the life of the foundation, we started moving from our roots into more Java projects. And a lot of this was, well, all of this really was made possible by James Gosling, who created the Java programming language. And he is going to be giving a keynote, also looking back at the last 20 years of history, but also looking forward to where the industry is going. So all four of these keynotes are things that I'm super excited about. And I encourage you to read up on some of these folks, and you'll see that these all by themselves are a great reason to come to our event.
No, that's great. And I think that's a great segue into sort of just wrapping this up. And, you know, if someone's looking for more information about the conference and what's sort of going to be happening there, where can they go to get that information?
Our website is apachecon.com. And I'm giving you the top level URL rather than the specific conference URL, because we always have other events that are in the works. For those of you that are in Europe, you'll want to know that we're doing another event later this year in Berlin, and that information is there as well. But my event, the Las Vegas event, is linked from the front page there. If you like your information more bite-sized, follow us on Twitter at ApacheCon.
All right, so they have directions. So, Rich, you know, thank you for sort of taking the time to highlight what's going to be happening at ApacheCon in Las Vegas here in just a couple months. Before we end, is there anything else you'd like to add?
There is. I didn't mention earlier, but I want to point out that this year is actually the 20th anniversary of the Apache Software Foundation. We were founded 20 years ago. With just two projects, the web server project and Tomcat. And like I said, we've grown to 200 projects and there's no end in sight there. So, you know, a big happy birthday to the foundation. And I hope to see all of you in Las Vegas.
So there you have it. Go celebrate the Apache Software Foundation 20th anniversary in Las Vegas with Rich. And Rich, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us.
Thank you so much.